Detecting job stress in deep space. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Imagine being locked up with your coworkers for 17 straight months. It's enough to drive anyone to distraction. But that's precisely what astronauts on a long voyage to Mars would have to endure. David Dinges is head of the Experimental Psychiatry Unit at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. He says that NASA is concerned that stress on long missions could affect the astronauts' performance. So he and his colleagues are developing a computer system that scans for subtle signs of stress in a person's face.
In other words, we're just simply trying to say, can a computer do a lot better than a human or than chance?
Using the face as an indicator is just one of many ideas, but Dinges says that some kind of onboard detector will be important because communication with Earth will be painfully slow.
Transmission from Earth takes 24 minutes, and so, you know, you say hello, and they say hello back, and so now it's 48 minutes, and you've managed to say hello. What that means is we're not going to be able to do transmission of information that gives us an immediate online evaluation of behavioral capability.
The hope is that stressed-out astronauts can be spotted and treated before they make critical errors. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.